Okay. So I must say something because clearly I must. So there was this sweet moment today when I was like just like soaking in my study time. And it was just like this study time of just like pondering, reflecting, and just like considering topics that I really care about. And it just so happens that all of them are male speakers because that's just who the speakers were that wanted to talk about these topics. Like, anyways, and I like the topics and I'm all good with that, right? But it was like a cute moment, right? Where this little voice behind me of this 7-year-old, right, was like, said something like, "Mommy, why are there no girls that are talking, right, about these things?" And I was just like, in that moment, I was like, what the heck? Well, one, because like, they're not. Well, they are. Well, I know they are. I know there's women behind these men that are keeping them alive and keeping, you know, and supporting them and making it so that they can say what they need to say, right? Like, there's always women as part of the story, right? Like, I see that in the scriptures. I see that, you know, like, it's never been an issue for me because I know the women are there. They're just not, like, highlighted, acknowledged, you know, like, in that context. It's like, yeah, it is the men that are doing it, right? And they're, and it's even in the Zupus, right? Like, you know, like going back in Chinese history, and it's like all the women were not recorded, right? Like, and I'm sure in some families they were, but in mine, they weren't, right? And so I can't really explain the choices of why that is for, you know, for people to have done that in history or whatever. But all I can say is that I can do different, right? Like, I can do different in, on a personal level. And it's kind of an onus kind of a thing to say that or do that, right? But I'm okay with that because in some ways I've kind of stepped into the ownership of what my role is in this life. You know, I'm not the kind of person that's going to give you the bells and whistles done for you version of something. I'm kind of the person to start something and let the people that really make things look fantastic and polished to do their work, right? But for me, I'm kind of the person that is willing to just give a minimum viable product of anything just to get the movement started of anything that is good or worthy of time, right? And then hope that, yeah, somebody else will come along and compete with me and they will take the title afterwards so that they can be the person that's doing what I'm doing, right? And they can win, right? Like they can totally conquer. But until then, I have no competition, right? Like, I don't know what it is about, like, some of the ideas that I have and the systems that I break and all of this thing where I feel like I'm the only one doing it, right? You know, like, but I'm not the only one. Like, there's other people that are doing what I do-ish, right? Not really? Not really. No, there isn't. I don't know anybody else that's willing to go and talk on a podcast about their testimony about Jesus Christ on a like daily basis, right? Like, and make like 7 podcasts a day sometimes, just like talking about another topic that is really meaningful to me, that and how it relates with me seeing the hand of God in my life today and all of these things. But it was a kind of a cute instance because, like, when she said that, I was like, oh, well, like, I say stuff. But then I was like, but she doesn't know that I say stuff, right? Like, and then it kind of brought to mind, I was like, well, what if I need to, like, do a YouTube, right? What if I can't just stop at a little cute little podcast, right? What if I actually need to do a YouTube, right? And then I was like, oh. And I think at the time, I was planning on it when I first started anyways, right? I started with just like audio memory sharing on my Family Search account. And then after that petered out, I started this. I had my husband help me. He just gave it to me as a gift. I didn't even really ask him. I just shared with him my frustrations of feeling like kind of plateaued with my podcasting. And then he just set me up this Anchor account and just gave it to me, pressed record, and I started talking. It was great. But along the journey of feeling prompted to go in this direction of, you know, getting to share my honest and actual audacious, passionate thoughts about life and everything and my testimony and things, it was always part of the plan. It was like, I need to not just write my testimony, I need to be sharing it in audiovisual ways, right? And at the time, I was just sharing it on my phone. I was put up a video and then start talking, right? But that took up a lot of storage. So I was like, okay, well, what if I could just put it on this podcast, right? And do that. And maybe that'll be enough, right? But I'm getting that push, inkling to be like, what if that's not enough, right? What if I need to become, I already know I'm becoming proficient with the social media thing, right? But I also do need to become proficient in this videography style kind of life of knowing how to create content and share it easily, right? So that it's not such a mystical kind of place in the world and in life, but that I can be some kind of influence for good, I guess, right? Until somebody else can take over and do it better than me, right? And I'll be like, sweet, you take the torch now, you go. Because clearly, you know, and that's kind of what I thought of. I was like, well, why do I need to do this, right? Why, right? Like, I'm sure someone else can, right? But nobody else is, right? So then there's that part where I was just like, okay, then fine. I can do this, and I will make a laughing stock of however I do this so that whoever else can come along, they'll watch what I do, and they'll be like, I could do a way better job than her. And then they do, right? Because they are going to be so motivated by how terribly I fall on my face as I do this. And they'll be like, okay, this doesn't have to be so hard. I'm going to now create content and show what this could actually look like if it was done well, right? Because I am the example of how to do things in their minimum viable product, not necessarily the example of how to do things well, right? Like, there are other people that I'm sure they were born to do that. I am the version to show people how to clamber through, to do something awkwardly, to do something messy, to do something in a normal and natural way, really. And not to do it in a polished way, right? But do it on this is how to do it in a sustainable, everyday kind of way that isn't for show, right? This is just the way it is, right? And that's kind of some of the thoughts that I have right now. Just like processing. What does this even look like to be doing what I'm doing and where I'm seeing myself going and feeling this pull to want to just create a better future, I guess. You know, there's nothing like being a part of this like Big Ocean Women maternal feminism kind of group that's all about this, right? It's just all about really standing up and making sure that we are, I don't know, like being honest about what we believe and not feeling like we can't or we shouldn't, right? Especially when there's still the notion from little people that are girls that feel like why is there not girls talking about this, right? Like, well, they are, right? But it maybe just the ones that do talk about it just aren't really well skilled at knowing how to share themselves talking about it, right? They haven't, you know, accessed the mainstream yet, right? Because I know they're there. Like, I talk to them every day. I talk to the people that think and feel about these things every day, right? It's just that most people that have these deep feelings about these same things that these men have, they choose to use their time differently, right? For the most part, a lot of them don't want to spend extra time on technology, social media, podcasting, YouTube, anything. They would much rather just be spending time with their families and building their families that don't involve any technology, right? They are just these beautiful souls that care about real life, right? They are not really as interested in the virtual world, right? But who knows? Maybe there's going to be another generation. Maybe I can help be a part of that generation of helping the women that do have a voice, that have a very strong voice about these topics, be able to have them heard because they clearly they are there. All of them are there. I talk to them all the time, right? So that's kind of my thoughts.